RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, headline news, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. Well, listener, that was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo instructs ministers to work faster. Vice President Yusuf Kala says election in Indonesia will go smoothly. Indonesia must be able to create new and renewable energy to anticipate the need of domestic energy. Now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo urged to trim government regulation by half. Based on the report received by the President, there are currently around 42,000 regulations, include government regulations, presidential decrees, and ministerial decrees. Joko Widodo, during the opening of plenary cabinet meeting at Bogor Palace on Tuesday, December 8, said that at least half of them must be cut in all ministries. According to Jokowi, too many regulations will shackle the government because the government is unable to work flexibly. Besides trimming regulations, the president also instructed all ministers to work faster next year. President Jokowi did not want the ministers to work without making innovation. He urged all ministers to boost their performance. Jokowi stressed that ministers must be oriented towards results, not procedures. Focusing too much on procedures will only undermine their work. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kala guaranteed that simultaneous regional election that will be held tomorrow in 269 regions will go smoothly and not cause any bloody conflict. Kala said the regional elections will be held successfully, unlike other countries where there are many potential conflicts in every election for both legislative and presidential election. Kala said elections in every country are influenced by the country's culture. Kala also ensured that there will be no troop deployed for simultaneous elections because deploying troops will only generate negative assumption. There will only be police officers to maintain security during the elections. It is proof that democracy in Indonesia runs well and is transparent. Ahead of the national holiday to mark the simultaneous regional election, the Jakarta Composite Index (GCI) opened in the red zone, past the important threshold of 4,500 at Tuesday's opening, while the rupiah slightly strengthened. An analyst at Realen Securities, Lanjar Navi, as quoted by Kantan.co.id, said that GCI is going to be affected by China's trade data and the Eurozone's gross domestic products (GDP) release. They should send good news today. Meanwhile, the rupiah strengthened 0.2% to 13,823 rupiah per US dollar after Bank Indonesia released a foreign currency's received figure, which stood at 100.2 billion US dollar as of November. He predicted that the GCI would show mixed results until the end of the trading session today and would try to strengthen with a moving average of 4,495 to 4,580. A researcher and analyst at PT Monex Investing of Futures, Putu Agus Pranswamitra, said the market would be affected by the U.S. jobs data, which was in accordance with the Fed's expectations. Indonesia is one of countries which use fossil based energy for the daily needs. Chairman of Indonesian Sciences Institute LIPI Iskandar Zulkarnain to RRI Voice of Indonesia at a book review of Indonesian foreign politics and energy security issues at LIPI's building in Jakarta on Tuesday said that Indonesia must be able to develop new and renewable energy for the sake of domestic energy needs. It is also related to the developed countries which do not want to reduce their energy emission. It could lead to conflict among nations in the future.
Energi berbasis fosil itu pelan-pelan harus kita tinggalkan karena memang kontribusi dari emisi gas
fosil energy must slowly be left behind because the contribution of greenhouse emission is really significant toward the global warming. It must be left behind, but many developed countries do not want to sign the agreement of Kyoto Protocol in which they have already known that it is impossible for them. So the international agreement is related to their national interest. I think Indonesia must be able to develop the new and renewable energy in the future and can also supply the domestic energy.
Tapi juga harus melihat bahwa kita harus mampu mensuplai dan memenuhi kebutuhan.
Moreover, related to the energy security issues, Iskandar Zulkarnain also said Indonesia's energy security has potentially vulnerable because Indonesia has used more energy. However, it has only a little bit energy resources, so the vulnerable conditions will be happening in the future. Therefore, LIPI encouraged the government to create new and renewable energy so that the reserve energy of Indonesia can be fulfilled in the future. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Media mogul Dahlan Iskan is convinced that printing media business in Indonesia will not fade out to online media. Dahlan said that online media, in the essence of news, cannot yet be a reliable source of information. Dahlan also said that online media indeed had pushed printing media. However, he mentioned that research shows people relying more on printing media for information. Dahlan said that the growing online media is similar to that when radio appeared. People back then thought that printing media was done, yet all were wrong. Dahlan says that online media complement the information's needs of people, like radio and televisions, for each of them has its own plus and minus. As one of the central tertiary referral hospitals in Indonesia, Dr. Sutomo Academic Medical Center Hospital is an expansive healthcare institution with over 1,500 beds and 26 departments. On average, the hospital cares for over 500,000 outpatient, over 40,000 inpatient, and about 75,000 emergency department patients. Dr. Anang Endaryanto, Deputy Director on Education and Training at Dr. Sutomo Academic Medical Center Hospital, explains that UpToDate helps all the staffs, including doctors, residents, pharmacists, and researchers, to find the latest evidence in medicines and drugs interactions, making a big impact on patient safety. Dr. Anang added that UpToDate is playing a very important role in developing clinical practice guidelines and clinical pathways. It is also a key resource in completing Joint Commission International GCI accreditation documents for the hospitals. Hospitals around the world, like Dr. Sutomo Academic Medical Center Hospital, strive to achieve and maintain GCI accreditations as a reflection of their dedication to providing their patients with the best level of care possible. Antique bicycles lovers join in the Indonesian old bicycle community. Kosti visited an antique bicycle community in Russia on a tour program. Secretary General of Kosti Central Fahmi Saimima told Antara on Tuesday, December 8, that the program is scheduled for 2017. Kosti is highly experienced in sending envoys to many places in the world. In November 28 to 30, 2050, about 50 members from various regions in Indonesia were sent to Bangkok, Thailand. The antique bicycle lovers of the world cannot underestimate Kosti, as the community is the biggest in Indonesia. Kosti have also sent its members to IVCA Congress and Rally 2015 in Sölvesborg, Sweden. Kosti will hold an old bicycle congress in 2018 in Ubud, Bali, which will be attended by at least 35 countries. Listener, that was the news from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Listener, coming up next, here is our today's commentary entitled Simultaneous Election and Money Politics Dilemma. Listener, tomorrow, December 9, 2015, the Election Commission KPU will hold local elections simultaneously in various regions in Indonesia. It is estimated that as many as 266 regions, consisting of 9 provinces and 221 districts and 36 municipalities or cities, will take part in the elections. The General Election Supervisory Board, or Bawaslu, has prepared the structure of supervision on the implementation of local elections from the national level to polling stations and has declared to have completed it 100%. Supervisors will be placed in every polling station. Meanwhile, the board has also asked for public participation in supervising the election's implementation while ensuring its neutrality. As for the budget problems and disputes which had occurred in a number of areas, the commission made sure, a few days ahead of the elections, all of the problems had been settled. Even more important is the security element. To maintain security, these elections will also involve the police, military, and the National Intelligence Agency. It is extremely difficult to find out how much money is in circulation prior to and during the elections. Indeed, law of political parties, election law, and law on presidential election set the limit for individual donations and legal entities at 50 million rupiah and 500 million rupiah respectively. However, this is not regulated in detail, so it could potentially be a problem because it opens up opportunities for abuse. The problem is not only in regulation, but also in the implementing agency, which does not have the capacity to limit donations, even though there are provisions for recording and auditing campaign expenditures. The impact is very often elections become a major political business in which the contribution is no longer in question. The existence of money politics is something tangible. Reflecting on past experiences, elections in this country were loaded with money politics. Although the main reason is in the weak regulation and election management bodies, the government and public in general should keep an eye so the same thing will not be repeated this year. Simultaneous election is an opportunity of a political education for the people and not an arena for power fighting through money politics. And listener, that was commentary today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with December 8, 1941. The United States entered World War II as Congress declared war against Japan one day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. On December 8, 1941, the United States Congress declared war on the Empire of Japan in response to its surprise attack on Pearl Harbor the prior day. It was formulated an hour after the infamous speech of U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt. Following the declaration, Japan's allies, Germany and Italy, declared war on the United States, bringing the United States fully into World War II. The attack on Pearl Harbor took place before a declaration of war by Japan, but that was not the intent of the Japanese leadership. It was originally stipulated that the attack should not commence until 30 minutes after Japan had informed the United States that it was withdrawing from further peace negotiations. It was the intent of the Japanese to uphold the conventions of war while still achieving surprise. But the attack began before the notice could be delivered, which actually neither declared war nor severed diplomatic relations. Over now to December 8, 1987, Palestinians in the Israeli-occupied territories began an intifada or uprising. The first intifada was a Palestinian uprising against the Israeli occupation of the West Bank and Gaza, which lasted from December 1987 until the Madrid Conference in 1991, though some date its conclusion to 1993 with the signing of the Oslo Accords. The uprising began in the Jabalia refugee camp after a traffic incident when an Israeli Defense Forces, or IDF, truck collided with a civilian car, killing four Palestinians. In the wake of the incident, a protest movement arose involving a twofold strategy of resistance and civil disobedience, consisting of general strikes, boycotts of Israeli civil administration institutions in the Gaza Strip and West Bank, an economic boycott consisting of refusal to work in Israeli settlements on Israeli products, refusal to pay taxes, refusal to drive Palestinian cars with Israeli licenses, graffiti, barricading, and widespread throwing of stones and Molotov cocktails at the IDF and its infrastructure within the Palestinian territories. Israel, deploying some 80,000 soldiers and initially firing live rounds, killed large numbers of Palestinians. In the first 13 months, 332 Palestinians and 12 Israelis were killed. Given the high proportion of children, youths, and civilians killed, it then adopted a policy of might, power, and beatings, namely breaking Palestinian bones. The global diffusion of images of soldiers beating adolescents with clubs then led to the adoption of firing semi-lethal plastic bullets. In the Intifada's first year, Israeli security forces killed 311 Palestinians, of which 53 were under the age of 17. Over the first 2 years, according to Save the Children, an estimated 7% of all Palestinians under 18 years of age suffered injuries from shootings, beating, or tear gas. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. For today's edition, it's on Indonesia once again becomes OPEC member. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. The 168th session of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, that took place in Vienna, Austria on December 4, 2015 local time, officially received the reactivation of Indonesia as a member of the Organization of Oil Exporting Countries. The session, which was attended by 12 other member countries outside Indonesia, gave a warm welcome upon the return of Indonesia into OPEC. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Sudirman Said, said the reactivation of Indonesia in OPEC will provide many benefits, such as opportunities to direct deal for crude and product purchases, which could save costs significantly. According to the minister, the steps taken by the government was important to invite investors into Indonesia. A number of direct purchases, either in the form of products or crude, are already underway, such as from Saudi Arabia and Kuwait. Following are exploratory stages of product purchases from Iran, Nigeria, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. He considered this will provide an opportunity for Indonesia to obtain a great moment to get the working area of oil and gas in OPEC countries. In fact, in the long run, the steps taken by the government to rejoin OPEC will ensure security of oil and gas supply to meet domestic needs. Meanwhile, commenting on the matter, Indonesia's OPEC governor for the period of 2005 until 2008, Maizar Rahman, said he agreed that Indonesia rejoin OPEC because it is right in time when Indonesia's oil import needs are high. According to him, there are advantages for Indonesia for being active in OPEC in terms of energy, economic, and political diplomacy. He explained that in energy diplomacy, Indonesia must compete with other countries to secure sources of oil imports in OPEC forums. Related to economic diplomacy, Indonesia will gain the advantage of attracting investors into the country. He said there are trillions of rupiah collected in OPEC, then the money can be utilized by Indonesia by pulling it into an investment in the country. Meanwhile, Indonesia's OPEC governor for 2015 until 2017 period, Widiawan Prawira Atmaja, said, as a large country with relatively high energy needs and continues to increase, Indonesia needs to ensure energy security. Currently, Indonesia is in the process of transition from energy use dominated by fossil fuels towards renewable energy, which is more sustainable in the future. According to Widiawan, the increased energy security is done by improving the domestic energy sector in the form of licensing to facilitate investment, promote exploration, and improve governance. This is reinforced by the increase in the active role of the state in foreign cooperation, both multilaterally and bilaterally. At present, according to Widiawan, Indonesia has also been a member of the International Energy Agency, IEA, since 17 November 2015 and reactivated its membership in OPEC by 2016 with the aim of ensuring the national interests of Indonesia maintained. Well, that was focus of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, welcome to Headline of some national newspapers published on Tuesday, December the 8th, 2015, in Jakarta. We start from Kompas in its headline, writes about President vent anger. Indonesian President Joko Widodo venting his anger when asked the process at the Court Honor Board, MKD, related to profiteering his name in the demand for shares of PT Freeport Indonesia. The president's anger when MKD held a close trial to examine the Speaker of the House Setia Novanto as defendant in this case. According to President, the process of the MKD trial must be respected, but the state institutions should not be manipulated. Similar to Kompas, Media Indonesia in its headline also writes about President's anger. President Joko Widodo in Jakarta on Monday stated that about the court honor of the Council MKD of the Indonesian House trial. With a high tone, President said his side's not concerned about the slander. But when it comes to the authority profiteering the name for requesting 11% stake of Freeport, it must be processed. While Republika in its headline writes about the regional heads election, a number of figures ask Muslims to use their election rights in the simultaneous regional heads election 2015 that will be held on December 9, 2015. Muslims are also asked to avoid cheating in the implementation of the simultaneous regional election. We conclude with Business Indonesia in its headline, writes about the economic slowdown of the world. The government considers that the world economic slowdown will impact on the slowing rate of Indonesian gross domestic product, need to be deflected by a good economic stimulus from both fiscal and monetary policies. Coordinating Minister of Economy Darmin Nasution said that prudent policies and have the leverage is a policy that not just want to save itself. That was headline.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo urged to trim government regulations by half. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla guaranteed that simultaneous regional election that will be held tomorrow in 269 regions will go smoothly and not cause any bloody conflict.
Ahead of the national holiday to mark the simultaneous regional election, the Jakarta Composite Index (GCI) opened in the red zone, past the important threshold of 4,500 at Tuesday's opening, while the rupiah slightly strengthened. Media mogul Dahlan Iskan is convinced that printing media business in Indonesia will not fade out to online media. As one of the central tertiary referral hospitals in Indonesia, Dr. Sutomo Academic Medical Center Hospital is an expansive healthcare institution with over 1,500 beds and 26 departments. Antique bicycle lovers joining the Indonesian old bicycle community Kosti visited an antique bicycle community in Russia on a tour program. Listener, that was Nusim Brief of our RRS World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusmoti. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on the frequencies of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line through Voice of Indonesia PO Box 1157 Jakarta, Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder, and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit East Java Province. So, stay tuned. Tulung Agung Regency in East Java Province is known as one of the largest areas that produce marble in Indonesia. It is located 154 kilometers southwest of Surabaya, the capital of East Java. Tulung Agung has a lot of tourism potential that is relied upon as a source of local revenue. Tulung Agung is actually benefited from the geographic site, which lies on the edge of Indian Ocean. Therefore, it has many interesting beaches to be visited. This time, we invite you to visit one of beautiful beaches in Tulung Agung, namely Kedung Tumpang Beach. The tourism object of Kedung Tumpang Beach is actually just a cluster of coral with a few pools that form naturally. The natural pools formed by the strong pounding waves from the Southern Ocean, therefore it perforates the corals and forms the natural pools. The pools with irregular shapes have different surface height one and another. This is the reason why the local people called the place as Kedung or Lubuk, or a deep and overlapped part of river because of the stakeable location. Kedung Tumpang Beach has at least six natural saltwater pools surrounding the coastal area.
The 6 natural saltwater pools have been given the name by the local people, namely Slender, Ngantal, Kedung Dowo or Angel Pool, Kedung Jani, Kedung Pawonan, and Kedung Gede. From the 6 natural saltwater pools, Kedung Dowo or Angel Pool, Kedung Pawonan, and Kedung Gede become the most favorite for the tourists. The beautiful panoramic of small pools between the corals can be enjoyed much as you want. You can bathe in the pool, but you have to be careful because at any certain time, tide water can come and waves can reach up to 50 meters. Besides bathing in the natural pools, you can go to the beach for playing or swimming. To reach the beach, you have to trace a steep. The track is down the hill with a variety slope. The terrain is dominated by plants such as cassava, banana, and corn. Listener, Kedung Tumpang Beach is located in Pucang Laban Village. The beach can be reached via Tulungagung. Unfortunately, four-wheel vehicles could not be closer to the beach except for off-road vehicles. Cars must be parked in local people's yard in Pucang Laban. Furthermore, to reach the coastal area, you have to take ojek or motorcycle taxi with a tariff of 15,000 rupiah for one way with a distance of about 4 kilometers. The track to the small pools on the beach is quite steep. You are advised to wear shoes for your convenience. Well, listener, if you want to make planning for your vacation with your family, please come to Kedung Tumpang Beach in Tulungagung Regency, East Java. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonderful today, featuring Kedung Tumpang Beach in Tulungagung, East Java Province. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening, and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is pergi ke bazar, or in English, going to the bazar. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can follow after me. Pergi. Pergi in English, to go. Bazar. Bazar in English, bazar. Rencana. Rencana, plan. Malam ini. Malam ini, this evening. Di sana. Di sana, there. bermacam-macam, bermacam-macam, various, es krim, ice cream, makanan, makanan, food, Korea, Cina, Belanda, Korea, China, Holland, makanan kecil, snacks, baju, baju, dress, tas, tas, bag, sepatu, sepatu, shoes, kerajinan tangan, handicraft, gratis, 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 free, jam 5 sore, 5 p.m. Next is a conversation on pergi ke bazar, or in English, going to the bazar. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice, and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Mita and Ani in front of their houses. Apa rencanamu malam ini? Apa rencanamu malam ini? In English, what's your plan this evening? Saya belum punya rencana. Saya belum punya rencana. I have no plan yet. Bagaimana kalau kita ke Grand Indonesia? Bagaimana kalau kita ke Grand Indonesia? How about going to Grand Indonesia? Di sana ada bazar. Di sana ada bazar. There's a bazar. Apa saja yang dijual di sana? Apa saja yang dijual di sana? What are being sold there? Ada bermacam-macam. Ada bermacam-macam. There are many things. Misalnya, es krim, makanan dari Korea, Cina, dan Belanda. Misalnya, es krim, makanan dari Korea, Cina, dan Belanda. Like ice cream, Korean, Chinese, and Dutch food. Juga beraneka makanan kecil. Juga beraneka makanan kecil. Also various kinds of snacks. Ada juga yang menjual baju, tas, dan sepatu, dan juga kerajinan tangan. Ada juga yang menjual baju, tas, dan sepatu, dan juga kerajinan tangan. There are also dresses, bags, and shoes, also some handicrafts. Dan yang penting, masuknya gratis. Dan yang penting, masuknya gratis. And most importantly, the entrance fee is free. Baiklah kalau begitu, saya jemput kamu jam 5 sore. Baiklah kalau begitu, saya jemput kamu jam 5 sore. Very well then, I'll pick you up at 5 p.m. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia on, or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment introducing you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. Today's edition will introduce you to an Indonesian pop singer, Adera. To initiate the segment of today's music corner, let's listen to the song entitled Melukis Bayangmu by Adera.
Pada satu masa ketika ku menemukan cinta, melihat itu kehadiranmu memberi arti bagi hidupku. Meskipun bila saat ini kita sudah tak bersama lagi, ada satu yang ku rindu, kehangatan cinta dalam pelukanmu. Oh, biarkan aku melukiskan bayangmu, karena semua mungkin akan sirna bagai fajar tiba. Kau selalu ada walau tersimpan di relung hati
Prabu Lantip Trengginas was born in Jakarta, Indonesia, on January the 6, 1986. Adira began his career in the music industry in 2011. His first album entitled Lebih Indah was released in 2011. Adira was the son of Indonesian ballad singer Ebit G. Ade. Precisely on December 29, 2012, Adira held a mega concert at Muhammadiyah University Building of Malang. The concert spanned 30 million in court by students of medical faculty of Muhammadiyah University of Malang. Listener, for the next song, let's listen to a song entitled Lebih Indah. Enjoy the song.
Dalam sendu, waktu pun enggan untuk berlalu. Ku berjanji untuk menutup pintu hatiku, entah untuk siapapun itu. Semakin ku lihat masa lalu, semakin hatiku tak menentu. Tetapi satu sinar terangi aku saat ku melihat senyummu, dan kau hadir merubah segalanya menjadi lebih indah.
dekatku. Bunga cinta bermekaran dalam jiwaku. Kan ku petik satu untukmu dan kau hadir merubah segalanya menjadi lebih indah. Kau bawa cintaku setinggi angkasa membuatku merasa sempurna dan membuatku untuk menjalani hidup berdua denganmu selama-lamanya. Kaulah yang terbaik untukku. Ku percayakan seluruh hatiku padamu. Kasihku satu janjiku, kaulah yang terakhir bagiku. Oh, 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 oh.
Adira began to know when he uploaded his cover video in his YouTube account. His first single, Lebih Indah, has been watched by many subscribers and 100,000 viewers, while in his second single entitled Terlambat has easily reached top chart in a few radio stations in Indonesia. The achievement made Adira worthy to be accounted as a newcomer solo singer who has typical character in Indonesia. Well, listener, before we conclude today's edition of Music Corner, we'll dedicate to you the last two songs entitled Terlambat and Dengarkan Hatiku. Enjoy the songs and see you in another musical presentation of Music Corner. Bye for now.
Andai saja waktu itu tak kutunda untuk ungkapkan isi hati kepadanya, mungkin dia jadi milikku, bahagiakan hariku. Oh, tetapi kenyataan tak begitu. Di saat ku mencoba merajut kata dan berharap semua menjadi sempurna, tiba-tiba ada yang lain yang mencuri hatinya. Hilang sudah kesempatanku dengannya. Kembali keraguan dalam hatiku harus ku buang jauh. Bila ingin mendapatkan yang terbaik, terlambat sudah semua kali ini. Yang ku inginkan tak lagi sendiri,
jangan tunda.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Rasa yang ada di jiwaku ingin ku lalui bersamamu, karena ku yakin cintaku hanya tercipta untukmu, takkan pernah sirna hingga akhir waktu. Sejujurnya ingin ku katakan saja dari hati ini, ku mencintaimu. Ku harapkan kau mengerti dan percayakan hatimu. Semuanya kini berserah pada. Selalu di sisimu, namun percayalah kasih hatiku hanya untukmu. Tiada yang lain yang menggantikanmu. Sejujurnya ingin ku katakan saja dari hati ini, cintaimu. Ku harapkan kau mengerti dan percayakan hatimu. Semuanya kini terserah pada. Oh,
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Satu masa ketika ku menemukan cinta, saat itu kehadiranmu memberi arti bagi hidupku. Meskipun saat ini kita sudah tak bersama lagi, ada satu yang ku rindu, kehangatan cinta dalam pelukanmu. Oh, biarkan bayangmu, karena semua mungkin akan sirna bagai rembulan sebelum fajar tiba. Kau selalu ada walau
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.